Vahoyo ki sovaya v'oretz, asher Hashem Elokecha, noisen l'cho nachlo, come to the land that Hashem is giving to you as an inheritance, Rishto, you'll possess it, yashavtavo, and you'll settle in it. So the Sefer HaPirion, Shlomo Gansri, Zechetzadik Levrocha, asks a question. We find in numerous places the Torah uses a lashon, Vahoyo ki yiviyacha, Hashem will bring you into the land. There's a number of times. So Vasav is over here, the Torah changes its lashon, Vahoyo ki sovaya la'aretz, Asher Hashem alekecha na'isim l'cha. Why is it different? In other places it says, Vahoyo ki yiviyacha, Hashem will bring you. And here it says, Vahoyo ki sovaya la'aretz. So he brings down that the Rishonim say that one of the reasons of the mitzvah of Bikurim, which we're speaking about over here, is to be mashrish into the heart of a person that the emes is the land belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kilicha ba'aretz, Hashem says, the whole land belongs to Hashem, the whole earth belongs to Hashem. And we are just like sharecroppers that are working on the land. And the minig was always, and the sharecropper, he gives the first fruits, he gives to the owner. Hashem l'fizeh, by giving the first fruits to the owner, we are showing that we are merely a sharecropper, and we're not really the owners of this land, and we're giving the first of the fruits to the owner. So he touches it into the pasuk. Vahaya, if you're going to think in your mind, ki sovaya la'aretz, that you're the one that's coming into the land on your own, is the koichi v'itzim yodi, and you're coming on your own, that's bedavka why you need the v'lokachta v'lokachta v'lokachta. The emes is, all the time it says, Vahaya ki v'yacha, Hashem brings you. But because Hashem is afraid that it'll be oyla b'daitcha, Vahaya ki sovaya la'aretz, you're going to think that you came into the land. The Egan and Kayach is. But then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you have to, this shows that you're just a sharecropper, that really everything belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You'll come to the Kayin that will be in those days. He got it. I have declared today, Lashem Elokecha, Hashem your God, Kivosi Elohars, that I came to the land, Asher Nishma Hashem L'Avoseinu Lo Seslav. Hashem swore to our fathers to give to us. Agav, Rashi brings down, Uvosa Lakoin Asheyye Bayinu Mehen, Ein Lecha Koin Elov Shebi Yamecha. You only have the Koin that's in your days. What does that mean? Some of us say that every week there was a different mishmar. So the person says, I like those other kahanim, they're more chashid. Ein lecha koyin el shevi yamecha. It's bedavka, the one of the mishmar, then you give it to him, you can't pick another koyin. It's a very interesting mice, Meir Shapiro Zatzal. Going around Europe, so one shop, he stopped off in Rad. Chassidish Rav, like a Rebbe, he's in Rad. The center of Litvishkeit, the center. So it was a chavaya, it was a major experience. And he had a tish, Friday night, Shabbos, the Bachan came, like a tent. It was like a totally new experience. By Shalom Shudas, the Chofetz Chaim came. So the Chofetz Chaim said to Meir Shapiro, is Dr. Shekhutayr? Meir Shapiro was about, I don't know, 50 years younger than the Chofetz Chaim, 40 years younger than the Chofetz Chaim, at least maybe even 50 years younger than the Chofetz Chaim. He didn't want to speak in front of the Chofetz Chaim. So he says that the Rebbe should say it by the Torah. So he says, well, what can I say? I'm already old, I'm already frail. Okay? So on the spot, Meir Shapiro snapped, you know. So the Chofetz Chaim had a door for that, so the Chofetz Chaim said it by the Torah. You know, but anyway. But Ubosha Lakhain Shahir by Yamimahe. Vamarta Elov he garati hayon ki bossi awa arat. So there's two ha'aras on this bossy over here. I was always wondering, what does it mean? Vamarta Elov he garati hayon. I said today. You didn't say anything yet before, and you're saying it now. Why is it a motion of our he garati hayon? I declared today. When did you declare it before? This is the first time you're saying the sukkum of Kriyas Bikur. That's number one. Number two, Haskel Levenstein asks a question over here. Ki bosi ha'aretz asher nishma Hashem l'aviseinu losis lanu. That I came to the land that Hashem swore to our fathers to give to us. The mitzvah of Bikurim was only given to people that entered Eretz Yisrael when Hashem brought them. The mitzvah of Bikurim was set for the Dayus. It's set for people that are born there. It's set for people that live there, you know, that grew up there. Lived after people that came from Chutz Laaretz to Eretz Yisrael. So what is the pshat over here in the Pasuk? Kibosi El Haaretz. So Katzke Levenstein first quotes a Targum Yerushalmi. Targum Yerushalmi, when it says, Shebosi, the same one like with Dina Rishabchina and Yuma Hodein, Arum Alinon La'ara. When we came up to Eretz Yisrael, Lashon Rabba. Kibosi is not Lashon Yorin. Kibosi is going, what does that mean, Zakr Kashku? It's going on Klal Yisrael as a whole. The person that brings Bikurim thousands of years later is being Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we all, Bosi is going on Knesset Yisrael. He's thanking for bringing Knesset Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. That's Kibosi. So no matter who it is, even if a person is born in Eretz Yisrael, he has to relive the simcha of coming into Eretz Yisrael together with Klal Yisrael. And on that he's saying Kibosi. But in Pshat he has to relive the simcha. That answers up the Pshat in Kibosi. Right? Even the people that are born later on, but they're being Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they are reliving the simcha that Klal Yisrael had thousands of years ago. What is the Higaliti Hayayim? So the Sipurna says, you're not just expressing your thanks, B'dibur. You're expressing it with your actions. So your actions of simcha and bringing the Bikurim, that already started earlier in the day when you start. It started when you left your house with the Bikurim, right? And those acts, the simcha, and the Hakaras HaTayim is not just B'peh. It has to be Nikur Mitoich, your actions. And the way Reb Chatzkel Levenstein is learning, I have to mamish picture, like I just am entering Eretz Yisrael for the first time together with the rest of the Yidden, and I have that tremendous simcha, and you're showing that simcha, and you're showing that Hakaras HaTayim together with your actions. So that answers, what does it mean, Ubosi? Even those that were born in Eretz Yisrael, they're celebrating on the original Ubosi, and they're living it. Second of all, what's the Higadati? Not that I'm expressing it with words. It started already in the beginning, when I first started bringing the Bikurim, and I'm reliving the Simcha. Already then in the beginning, that is when the praise and the thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that already started. So with this is Fanfurt, the very Shvera Chazal. Chazal say, it says, V'lakachtem Hereshes Priya Adama, Chazal says it's a sifri. Asay mitzvah zu shebishvilo tikoneis loretz. Be mekayim this mitzvah, that because of it, you will enter the land. So everybody asks the question, they entered the land 14 years before the mitzvah Bikurim was given. So what does it mean, asay mitzvah zu shebishvilo tikoneis loretz? What does that mean? So I think this comes out very good, because Rashi says, In Dvarim, in Parshas Vayetzchanan, it says over there, Kisoy l'dbanu muvanois, v'noishantem ba'aretz. V'noishantem means you'll become old in the land. Yeah, I was here already a long time. I lost the hischatches, it's old hat. You're comfortable there, you're confident. So the churban is going to come about because of v'noishantem. But that the Torah tells us, asem mitzvizu, you'll feel like you just entered the land and you're never going to reach that madrega of Inoshantem. The tzara comes about because you become old in the land. But with the mitzvah of Bikurim, if you relive that Hakaras HaTayim and you relive that Simcha, so every single year you'll feel like I just entered the land and you're going to feel that as Chatzis. David HaMelech, famous Pasuk in the David that we say, Acha Sha'alti Meis Hashem Oysa Vakesh. Shifti b'beis Hashem kol yimei chayei, lachzois b'noyim Hashem, ulevaker b'heicholei. So the word ulevaker, there's different pshatim. One pshat is to visit his eichol. So the famous question is, if you're sitting in the house of Hashem all the days of your life, so what's the pshat? You're visiting the eichol. Back to the kach, that there are rishonim that taish ulevaker doesn't mean to visit. I think rather the art school taish ulevaker, to contemplate, to think in his eichol. But other mafarshim taichu levaker means to visit. What's the pshat? As David HaMelech was asking, when you're in a place for a long time, you lose that hischatzus. I want it to be that it's shifti b'meis Hashem kol yimei chayei, but I should always have that hischatzus as if I'm visiting it for the first time. So that's the same thing over here. The tzara for Klal Yisrael came about by the Neshantim, they became old, comfortable, and confident in the land. If you're kind of mitzvah bikurim, you'll have that feeling, the simcha, like you're just entering the land, and there's always going to be his chashes. Hashem brought us to this place. That's the Makam HaMikdash. Vayitain lonu v'sa'aretz hazayis, eretz zoras chol v'dvash, land of flowing milk and honey. So, famous question that's asked over here is that Rat L'chayra, the sequence of things is out of order. First Hashem gave us Eretz Yisrael, and then later on we got Yerushalayim, we got the Makam HaMikdash. That didn't really happen from the time David HaMelech was Mabara with the Navi, and they built the Beis HaMikdash there. But first came Vayitain lonu v'sa'aretz hazayis, and only after was Vayivyeinu el Makam Hazeh. So why does the Torah say Vayivyeinu el Makam Hazeh? Many pshat that we mentioned this kasha in the past, but I just saw now a beautiful pshat that's brought down in the Sefer Eitz Chaim b'shem Marav Borach Barzilai. It's as far as the Sefer. There's a Gemara in Saita from Chesam and Aleph that says, "Heyed Rabbi Yeshua, testified, the Yom Shacharu Beis Hamikdash, and Yom Shein Bo Klala. There's no day without a Klala." The tal did not come down for a blessing. The nitel tam ha'peiros, the taste of the fruits was taken. The yosi yomer af nitel shuman ha'peiros, the fats of the peiros was taken away. So it comes out that the Beis HaMikdash was responsible for many things, but one of the things that was brought about by the Beis HaMikdash was the amazing taste and the amazing fats of the peiros. That's totally in Beis HaMikdash. See that he touches, that's the shot over here. Zikr, it says, by Yibiyeinu al Amokam Hazeh, by Yitam on his arts, as always, Erezovas Cholo Vidvash. In other words, Enchanam and Yitaki came into Eretz Yisrael before we got the Beis HaMikdash. But when we came into Eretz Yisrael, we had good fruits, Gevaldige fruits by the Meraglim. But the Zovas Cholo Vidvash, that special fatness, that special Gishmak, did not come until we had the Beis HaMikdash. So by Yibiyeinu al Amokam Hazeh, he brought us to the Beis HaMikdash, and then Vayitain lonu v'sa'aretz hazayis, Eretz Zovas Chol v'Dvash. We had the land, but it was not yet Zovas Chol v'Dvash. That he gave us together with the Beis HaMikdash. Vayitain lonu v'sa'aretz hazayis, Vayitain lonu v'sa'aretz hazayis. It says, V'anisa v'amarta l'fnei Hashem alikecha aram yoyved avi. Rashi says, V'anisa is a lashon haram iskayot. You're supposed to say the Kriyas Bikurim with a loud voice. The next parasha right after Mikra Bikurim is the parasha of Vidui Maiser. Vidui Maiser is when we notify HaKadosh Baruch Hu everything that we did, we overcome all the Maisers. There it doesn't say Bar Nisa. That tap is not with a Kail Rav. That is said quietly. Now from Hashem, what is it? Why is it that the Kriyas Bikurim is said in a loud voice and the Vidui Maiser is said in a low voice? So the Sefer Darish Mardechai says a beautiful pshat. At Kriyas Bikurim, what do we say? We're praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Aram Yehovi, Vayeved Mitzrayima, and Hashem saved us from both. We lived over there, B'Mesei Ma'od, and we became a big nation, B'Chasdei Hashem. And then they tortured us, V'Nitzak Al Hashem, V'Yishma Hashem Eskreleinu, V'Yitzienu Hashem Yimitzrayim Yod Chazake, V'Yivienu Al Amokam Hazeh. We're praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, saying all the things HaKadosh Baruch Hu did good for us. Connected that, in the parashat of Vidui Maiseres, a person's telling over his own praises. Over there he's saying, I was mekayem all the mitzvahs, b'yarti ha-kodesh ben habayis, I got rid of all the kodesh, I gave it to the lady, the ger, the awesome, asisa komitzvos ha-shesh t'misani, shomati b'koy l'shem alikoy, I listened to everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me. So when you're praising Baruch Hu, that has to be Bekal Ram. That has to be Bekal Ram. When you're talking about your Egen of praise, your Egen of Shvachim, that should be said quietly. Don't say that too loud. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Taka wants to hear it, but don't get carried away with yourself. Say that low. Ke'enan, he says, the halacha is that throughout the year, you're supposed to daven quietly. Rosh Hashanah is brought down la halacha, then you're allowed to daven out loud. The simple reason it's brought down by the Paiskim is because during the year, in those days, they didn't have Sidurim. So if you're going to daven out loud, you'll be mevalbel your friend. But on Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, everybody has Machzorim, they look in. So then you're not really being mevalbel them so much. According to this, there's another pshat. On Rosh Hashanah, we declare the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Be'ikr, that's really what we're supposed to daven for. Nowadays, things might be different. I mean, Rosh Hashanah says they are different. But in the Ikar Adin, Rosh Hashanah represents davening with Sakhnoel, Malchus Shakai, the Simul Chatar Hashem Levadecha. So to daven for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but during the year, we daven for our own tzrochim. That's done quietly. You know, when an Ani comes to the Pesach, he doesn't say, hey, give me, you know. He says it quietly. He says it as a, you know, with another. So during the year, when we bigger daven for egg and the tzrochim, that's done quietly. Rosh Hashanah, you daven for the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We saw Salanti, right? It's kedai to mention. I always found it very hard to identify with that. You know, I know that Rosh Hashanah, yes, for your tzrochim, for a good year, but the Gro says that the Iker is to daven for Malchus. You know, that was, I found it very hard. Years later, Taka found that Rosh Hashanah said that if we would daven like that, they would live with us in Shemayim. We're not holding by that Madrega, right? We have to maybe strive for that Madrega, but we have to daven Taka for our Egen Yitzrochim, and that proof is being Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because you're showing that I'm totally not HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and everything that happens is only because of Him. So in our way, this is the way we're being Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Those are pretty sure salam. V'hoyo im shomoya tishma v'koyl Hashem alekecha. It will be if you listen to Hashem. Your makayim is mitzvahs. The Torah goes on to say, all of these brachas will come to you and they will reach you. Then the Torah says, if you listen to the voice of Hashem. It says in the beginning of the pasuk, the condition is, you'll get all the brachas. So why does it have to repeat again? There's many pshatim said on this. Say over two pshatim. The Rebbe Rabbanim of Pshischa says that the derech klal, when a person is blessed with gashmias, it affects his ruchnias adversely. Because the Metzias says again, a person gets caught up with his gashmias. The tanugim of gashmias, number one. The daigas of marvin achosa, marvin daigya, it takes a person away from his concentration and learning. Over here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us that if you mekayim the Torah the way it should be, Ubo alayim shemaya tishma b'kayla Hashem alaykecha. Ubo alayim kalabracha z'ayla v'sigucha. Ki sishma, you'll be able to continue listening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's not going to shter your ruchnias. It was like the Rebbe Rabbanu Reb Shizu. I looked up the Netziv, and the Netziv says a very nice pshat. The Netziv says, derech klal, if a person's a rangatan and learning, if learning is by him the yikr, by him a rukivei, or a rashba, so he hears that somebody got a new car. It's a joke. His mind is in hechering on it. You know, you tell him a guy bought a new house. So what? Yeah, for what? Right? He's not so impressed because his mind is on much holy, higher things, more important. He's not impressed by this. So to impress such a person with gashmias, for such a person, it has to be a major, major thing. You tell a guy, you heard this guy, it's Yankel Friedman, you know, your neighbor, won the $300 million lottery. I say, yeah. Even if he's holding a new Kiva Eger over the Maisa, he'll be in the spot. So that's what the Torah is telling us over here. Torah is telling you, if you're gonna be Isaac in being Mekayim, the Mitzvah Hashem, V'holyam Shemaya Tishma B'Kayel Hashem Alekecha, even if Kisishma B'Kayel Hashem Alekecha, despite the fact you're going to be holding in Ruchnias, and despite the fact you're a Rangatan or a Kiveger or a Rashba, but the Brach is going to be so great that Aval P.K. you're going to be this fall from the Brach. Those times the Netziv into the Pasuk. Gam kol choli v'chol makeh, asher l'kosev v'sefer ha-Torah hazois. You're going to be afflicted with every sickness and every makkah that is not written in the Sefer Torah. There's a medrash that says, Zu Misa Tzadik. This is referring to Misa Tzadik. What's the connection? Where's the marumas to Misa Tzadik? So I saw Gevaldik Ipshat from Agonim Rebitzal Meransberg. He says, if you look at every chumash in the Torah, there's a remnant to Misa Tzadik. Bereshis is the Misa Dov is Agdosh. Shemois, Vayomus, Yosef, V'chol Echa, V'chol Adorehu. Vayikra, you have the Misa of Nodim and Aviv. Vayimidbar, you have the Misa of Aaron and Miriam. It's every chumash, except for Dvar. Well, wait. Except for Dvar, Dvar not. So the Mele, that's Hashem, like Kosev, B'Sefer, HaTorah, Zoyis, because in Dvarim it's not written. Ah, you'll ask me, what do you mean? At the end of Dvarim it says, Moshe Rabbeinu, right? Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifter. So number one, but when he wrote this, it wasn't yet written. So it was not yet written, B'Sefer, HaTorah, Zen, number two. Moshe Rabbeinu was the honor of Nikolodim. He didn't hold himself to be a tzaddik. So the Mele would be him. Mises Tzaddikim was also not written. Right, so Hashem if he's there, also, there's a whole shaila, who wrote the last part of Mises Moshe, did Moshe Rabbeinu write it, or if Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it, he only wrote the Oisius mixed up, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu arranged it. Either way, it was not yet written, B'Sefer HaTorah Zeh, Zu Mises Tzadikim, that's referring to Mises Tzadikim. Part of the Teichich, it says, V'Hoyiso L'Zava, L'Chol Ma'am L'Chois Ha'aretz. You're going to be a cause of terror. The nations of the world, they can hear you, they're going to be terrorized. So Yerucham Levavit said over, B'Shem, HaGoyim Rav Archik Bax, that was the Shav of the Rav. It was my Rebbe's Rebbe. I had a Rebbe in Tells by the name of Rav Elia Galupkin. It's his yard site, first yard site now. Choshev, Choshev, Yid. Tam Chochem, Yerushman, Yid, that's sad. He lived to a Zikna, you know, old age. So Punkt, I visited him last year. Once more, his nifty told me that he learned with the Shavuot Rav. He was from Shavuot. So Shavuot Rav learned with him, and he told him one day, run for your life. He told him, run, you know, he wanted to stay a little bit. He said, run for your life. And Shavuot Rav himself was Nebuch Nifty. He was killed in the war. But Rabbi Yerucham said over the following, V'hayisu l'zava l'chol ma'amlach ha'aretz. The Shavuot Rav told him, Amaisa Shahaya, there was a Yid that lived in a favor for the Darfur, Mamish, away isolated from Yidden. Whatever reason, he had his reasons for doing it. Oh, but the problem is, there wasn't the Yiddish community over there, and the only friends his kids had were Goyim. And he tried keeping his kids away from the Goyish kids. He warned them, he screamed at them, and he hit them, and so Goyish golf. Kids are nice. He was of an Eitzah, he tried his best, he was of an Eitzah. One day, the Goyish kids came to the door to play with the Yiddish friends. She says, oh, you didn't hear? I said, what? She said, my kids contacted a terrible, terrible disease. He said, wow, they have leprosy. It's a certain kind of terribly contagious disease that pimples and blisters in all of their body, and it's flowing pus. It's contagious. You got to stay. Shoo! They ran away. They ran out of their mamish, like who knows what, never to return again. So the fellow was happy. Baruch Hashem, his aids have finally worked. So he says, that's the shot over here. That's the pshat, and this is v'hayisu l'zava l'chol ma'am l'chayis ha'aretz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be separate from the Goyim. And be'emes, we should be ma'isu nefesh to be separate from the Goyim. Navos is, we live amongst the Goyim, we do business with them, then we get closer to them. And again, we take on some of their ways of living, much to the discontent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what does he do? He puts it into the brains of the Goyim. Oh, the Jews, you got to be worried about them. They cheat, they're dishonest, they're behind your back, they're out to stick, they're out to this. Oh yeah, they run to the other side. That's the Eitz of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're going to be with Zava, the Chol Ma'am L'Chayis HaGoyim. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Eitz. If the Yidden on their own, they can't keep apart, but they have to do something about it. It's the famous Zog from the Beis HaLevi, Oyvay Yid Mach Nish Kiddush, Mach the Goy Havdol. If he is not willing to be Mekadosh himself, the guy ends up making the Abdullah, but who puts it into his brain? HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. So I was thinking that it could be with this, he could be Mekadosh the Pasuk. V'ahoya kasher sos Hashem aleichem, lehetiv eschem, v'laharbis eschem, The same way Hashem rejoiced to do good for you and to multiply you, Ken Yosef Hashem Aleichem Lahavet Eschem. So Hashem is going to rejoice to banish you and to destroy you. How can that be? HaKadosh Baruch Hu celebrates that the Goyim are fighting against us and destroying us. How can that be? So rather, the Gemara Masechet, this Megillah Dar says, Ken Yosef, doesn't mean Hashem will rejoice. It means Hashem will make the Goyim be happy. But he himself is not going to really rejoice. But other Mepharshim say, hey, the Taka means Kipshut Hashem. How could that be? Oh, but Lefi, this is very good. Not that Hashem wants us to be destroyed, but he's happy that his plan is working. Just like that father, when he told the kids, my kids have leprosy, and they ran off. Oh, Hashem! The father was happy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will see how deeply seated the hatred of the Goyim is to us. Baruch Hashem, he says, my plan works, and Taka, the Yidden and the Goyim, they remain apart. When did our service really start? With the Haskalah, with the reform, when Napoleon broke down the barriers and he wanted to bring everybody together and that Yidden should have equal rights with everybody. That's when our problems really started. And that's why today, Nebuchadnezzar, you have most of Klal Yisrael alienated from Yiddishkeit. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan is, Adarab, they should hate us. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's happy with. Not with the Etzem, loss of Klal Yisrael, but with the fact that his plan is working. And finally, Hashem did not give you a heart to know and eyes to see. Till this day. What does that mean? Zodrashi. I heard Zodrashi. That day Moshe Rabbeinu gave the Sefer Torah that he wrote to the Bnei Levi. And Klal Yisrael came to him. They said, Moshe Rabbeinu, we were also at Har Sinai. We also heard the Aseret HaDibros, we heard Kol HaTorah Kula. The Torah belongs to us just as well. So now you wrote a Sefer Torah and you're giving it only to your Shevet. What's going to happen? They're going to come along tomorrow and they'll say that the Torah is only given to us. So Moshe Rabbeinu saw that when he saw the Bnei Yisrael with such a fervor and they're complaining. He says, Hayoni Yisroel, today I understood that you're Dveikim V'Chafetzim V'Amakim. They were in the Midbar for 40 years. They saw all the Nisim, they saw the Ma'amar HaSinai, they saw the Mon, they saw the Anani HaKadosh, so everything. So Moshe Rabbeinu had a doubt that they were attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What happened over here, Pumped, that Moshe Rabbeinu saw clearly, oh, now I see that this is it, and they have it. So Moshe Rabbeinu Zichr knew that they were attached to Hashem and they wanted the Torah, but he thought it was an external kind of a thing. He didn't think that it was really deeply rooted. So what did he see over here that changed his mind? Were the Bnei Yisrael really worried that the Torah is only going to go to Levi? The Torah itself says that the Torah is given. Torah is given on a Moshe, a Rosh Hakilas Yadim. What are they nervous about? The Torah is when a person's carrying around $1 million in his pocket, he's nervous about the slightest thing. He has a Hein Rav in his pocket. If there's a fly that lands on his pants, he's nervous. It's not a fear in reality, but because of the matzah, because he so values what he has in his pocket, even the most outlandish thing worries him. When Moshe Rabbeinu saw that the nerve of Klal Yisrael was so great that they were worrying even about a matzkiyadik thing, he saw, now I see that the Torah really matters to them. It's not just misof el achutz, it's takichok and belima. Hayom hazeh miyeselah. If you're really so worried about the most mishugin the zachin, shema mina segeter and leven, shema mina, itaka matters to you. Oh, now I taka see that it's durk and durk, hayon miyeh salam. Aguten Shabbos, everybody. This last word to the Simcha.